All right,
It's
but
just no
still.
fun.
Yeah, I have my raise your hand, Gora, and we should say hello because you're such a lawyer, a lawyer, loyal
And then we
commenter.
got to bring
And
Richard
then
Samuelson on. Then we'll see
he's
how
in a
many.
public place, he says.
Who,
Oh.
Samuelson?
And
Yeah. What is he
Richard's
like? Is he like in
no,
a
no, the
weird
Gora.
gender?
David's in a pub the
Oh.
Gora, otherwise known
Is
as
he like in a
David.
weird gender bathroom thing? What?
Next.
Well, then, of course, the other
In
person,
Australia, maybe.
the other person, Pizza Bob, you're another frequent commenter. Are you out there and want to raise your hand and
He might
say
have
hello?
left.
No, he was there a minute ago. All right, Pizza Bob, raise his hand. Hold on. I got to. There we go. Okay, I was on the wrong. Okay, Pizza Bob, you are on, but you need to unmute your microphone.
I believe I'm unmuted now.
Yeah, you are.
Happy trails.
Are you
You
okay
know
with
what?
me now, Pizza Bob?
Yeah, you've redeemed yourself.
Okay,
Very
thank
good.
you.
What kind of pizza is your favorite, by the way? It better not be pineapple involved.
No, it is. I must admit, my wife is an excellent cook, and we only have homemade pizza. She makes
Whoa.
the crust from scratch. So
Whoa.
does she import her double O flour
Oh.
from Italy? That's I suggest it. Amazon is a, and I don't even feel guilty anymore about ordering things from Amazon. I order my double O, whatever it's called, flour from Italy to make my pizza dough.
Really?
I'm
We get
just
it.
saying. Yeah.
The flour comes from the great state of Montana where I reside.
Yeah, and it's good too. It is. I'll give you that.
So
That's my soda
she's one.
sandwiches.
She's the. Is that race over in Montana?
It was over, I think, 1 minute after the polls closed. Maybe 2 minutes. It took a little while to add those up, but yeah, it was over. So Lucretia, you mentioned Arizona is a very conservative state. Come to Montana sometime, and we'll show you what a conservative
Oh.
like.
Yeah, I was there for Thanksgiving last year. It was lovely.
What part?
I was in Helena, a little place outside of Helena, basically, yeah.
Ah, the capital. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I
I
tell a
remember.
story about Montana. I went there to give a talk at the university, and so I had a day to kill. So I walked around. I think
I thought
it's
you said
Helena,
a
right?
date to kill.
Day to kill.
Sorry, go
So
ahead.
I need a haircut. So I went in and got a haircut, and then I was talking to the barber, and I was like, "Are you working every day?" She's like, "No." I was like, "What days are you here?" Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm like, "What do you do on Tuesday, Thursday?" That's when I cut the animal hair. So I was like, so half the time she's cutting people's hair, other half she's doing like cutting cow's hair or sheep hair. I don't know what kind of animals she was doing because.
Same clippers, same clippers.
Yeah, same styling too, I bet.
You never looked better, John.
I know, actually, and my wife thought it was the best haircut I ever had. She's like, you got to go back there.
So now, Lucretia, there's a question for you in the chat. Is are you gluten sensitive? And I think the answer is no, right? It's you
No,
just like to
no.
order a
No,
good.
but without turning into RFK here, I'm becoming more and more convinced that American food is poisoned. And it's even, yeah, so I try to order a lot of stuff or buy stuff that's imported, genuinely imported, just because if just look at the ingredients. So you can
Now
look at
that
the
Trump's won, you're
ingredients.
going to be paying 100% more for all that stuff.
So to get it imported, you just walk across the border and bring it back?
No,
Oh, that's
I
true.
really either so you can get stuff in stores if you're careful, but you can order everything from Amazon. And like I say, I used to feel guilty about it, but not anymore since
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing she used to accuse me of being a snob for doing, but now,
Yeah, food snob.
no,
Tables are
it's
turned.
not a snobbish thing. I just, if it has more than three ingredients, I don't eat it.
Oh, John,
Who's
See,
look,
that?
if you had stayed
Oh,
on, Steve, John
wow.
wouldn't have made
See?
it.
No, because I thought it was going to be like last time. We're going to have
Yeah,
rotating guests and we're going to do it until the race is over.
so John, we're actually in overtime right now, but that's fine. How are you doing? And are you there? You on, John? You hear us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you
Oh,
hear
there we
me?
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you one thing up front, and that is that it is 5 o'clock in the morning in London.
Yeah, that's the time you're on,
which
right?
Is
Yeah.
Is that
I
where you
got
are?
up at 5 o'clock yesterday morning to catch a morning flight. So if I seem a little punchy, there is a good reason for that. I'm coming from the party where the Minnesota Republicans have been gathering and so far at least cautiously celebrating the results that we've been seeing.
Right. So, I mean, it doesn't look like Minnesota is going to flip. I mean, it was close in 2016, right? Trump only lost by 2.5 points, and there are some polls showing, a reach, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But are there any down ballot races of note, Robert?
Well, actually, the answer is yes, Steve. So we have been hammered for the last 2 years in Minnesota because the Democrats eked out a one vote majority in the
Right.
Minnesota Senate and a four vote majority in the Minnesota House. And they went, to put it a little bit crudely, batshit crazy. And they did the most extreme agenda of any Democratic Party in the country over the last 2 years. A lot of cows are out of the barn, but tonight it looks like the Republicans are going to retake the Minnesota House, which will at
Ah.
least stop the bleeding. That's really the only thing on the ballot in Minnesota, on the presidential election, obviously. Amy Klobuchar is being reelected. But the significant result, if it holds, is if the Republicans take the Minnesota House, which really would represent a repudiation of the extremist agenda that Tim Walz has been promoting for the last 2 years.
Right. Yeah. Right. And now I want to ask you about you've been over Europe for 2 weeks. And so, two questions. One is I'm not sh you may have left London by the time Kemi Badenoch was chosen to be the new leader of the Tory party. And I have been pumping her for 2, 3 years now, at least. And then also, sort of, what generally did you pick up from Europeans you talked to about Trump and the American scene?
Yeah, I'm a fan of hers as well. We did not spend a lot of time talking politics. It was interesting to me. We were in London and Paris for 2 weeks. Both of those countries are supposedly embroiled in political crises, right?
Yeah.
There is no sign of it. I mean,
Ah.
as far as we could tell, we stayed for 3 nights at the Carlton Club, which is the home of the Conservative Party in Great Britain. And even at
Yeah.
the Carlton Club, if there was a lot of consternation over political events, we sure weren't picking it up. To the extent that we talked to some folks about American politics, I got the impression that most of them were pro-Trump. We
Yeah.
had a fun conversation in a Paris bistro a few nights ago with a young businessman from Amsterdam and his French girlfriend. We were sitting side by side and fell into conversation with them, and the guy, once he had scoped us out a little bit, said, "How is it possible that an idiot could be elected president of the United States?"
Yeah. Okay.
i.e. Kamala Harris. And so
Oh.
I explained the story as best I could of what in the hell is Kamala? How did she get there? But he was very concerned. He said, "Having an idiot as president would be terrible for America, but it would be terrible for Europe too."
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, sorry.
Well, now we're kind of doing a free for all right now, and I was going to call on Jeff Whistler, who's a regular contributor to Weekend Pictures, but I think he may have disappeared. Jeff, are you still out there? I've actually turned on your mic, but you've
Yeah,
just
there he goes.
there he
well, he's there. Oh, there he is.
is.
It's Jeff, right?
You
Yeah,
hear me?
I can hear
Yep.
you. We can hear you. Great. Go.
Howdy, how you doing?
Good.
I've got nothing to say except great show.
Well, I want to call on you because, you're what listeners should know is you're one of my principal suppliers for Weekend Pictures material, for which
I
I'm very
knew you
grateful.
weren't doing any work, Steve. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, Jeff sends me some of my best stuff every. I mean, I have many suppliers, but Jeff sends me some of my best stuff every week. So please keep it
Well,
up. It makes my job easier.
I do want to say hi, John Hinderrocker. I am about maybe a mile and a half north of you on the other side of the zoo. So we've been
Oh.
neighbors for 15 years and I've never said hi before.
Well, I'm glad
Oh.
to make your acquaintance. That's funny.
Yep.
We got to do more meetups and things, you know. It's okay. Well, you know, we'll do
Wait,
all
does that
that.
mean we have to go to Minnesota?
Well,
Come in the summertime, John. Come in the summertime.
I hear talk of the zoo. Maybe we could do it at this
I've
in-between
been to
meeting
the
place,
zoo
the
in
zoo.
Minneapolis. It's a nice zoo. It used to be 60 years ago. Is it
Yeah.
still nice, the zoo?
Yeah.
I just remember interviewing for a job at the University of Minnesota, and it was
Oh.
winter. And I remember the windows reminded me of, like, I felt like the Germans on Normandy looking through the window of the pillboxes because the windows were so small.
Well,
Right?
we've learned how to heat our buildings since that time, John, and it's not so bad now.
Well, anyway, thanks, Jeff. Glad you checked in, and
Sure.
we will talk again, I hope, and maybe meet in person.
So long.
Yeah. Okay. We can take any other all comers if anyone wants to say hello
I
or
want to
maybe
see
ask a
Richard
question. But
Samuel. I want to hear Richard Samuelson
he
pun.
says he's well. Oh my God! Don't get him. Oh, you
No, that's
know.
the best part of it. Come on.
Well, he is. I think he says he's in a public place or something, but. I should mention, actually, commercial announcement. So on December, what year, what day is that? December 12th, Richard Samuelson and I, and maybe you, John, are going to appear at a roast, and maybe you, Lucretia, appear to roast in Newport Beach for Charles Kessler. And I'm the master of ceremonies, and I'm working on my
Uh-oh.
jokes for Richard's terrible puns.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, that's right. So,
Richard, why do you think the house is going to go to Dems?
who's saying that? Richard
Richard
Samuelson?
is.
He
Richard
is?
Samuelson, yes. Do you not read the chat?
Well, I can't keep up with the chat. I mean, I'm trying to. Where is he there? House might flip it. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Okay. Now, Gora, are you there? Can you say hello? Are you some?
He's the one who's in a bar.
Is well, that's
He's in a
okay.
pub.
Well, good for. Wait, it's pretty darn early to be in a pub, isn't it? Even for Australian. Well, okay. Nope,
Richard wanted to know
okay.
if he's on. I don't think you are. Did you
No,
put your
you're
raise your
not.
hand,
You gotta
Richard?
raise your hand, Richard. That's the way it works. So, there we go. Okay, we got three participants who raised their hands. There's Richard. Okay, Richard, against my better judgment, you're allowed to talk if you will unmute your mic.
Was that mute me, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
Hi, Richard.
look, I am. In the Republic.
First of all, sorry, Richard. Listeners should know that Richard is a historian currently on the faculty of Hillsdale College in Washington, D.C. Okay,
Yeah.
go.
And so, well, it's good. Seems like a good night. Not final yet, but
Yeah.
could looks like looks good for Trump. The Senate looks pretty solid. Fox is suggesting that I just saw that apparently they the Senate the House might flip the other way. But we will see. Usually they call something wrong, so hopefully that's it. But we will see. It's not final yet. Hopefully it won't be another long drawn out process. But
I'm sure it will, but I will say this much, Richard, that the Democrats have to win another 35 of the competitive seats, while the Republicans have to win only 22 at this point to win the majority.
Yeah, looking at the Times map, there's no Democrats have not yet flipped any House seats.
Nope. Although, you know, there's a
Well,
lot of
there
time
are the
left,
big
but.
California seats haven't been called
Yeah, that's the problem.
yet.
California's got three or four seats that'll be heavily contested, and that might take a week or longer. So there's
And it
okay. Well,
looks
at
like
least
there's
we won't
still
have a
four races
tie
open in New
yes
York.
in the
The tie's the
presidential
limit.
race. Right.
Make liberals cry again is the slogan.
Well, I
Always
actually
thought they
heard
might.
people talking as late as 5 o'clock today about the possibility that there would be a tie in the Electoral College.
Yeah.
We don't have to play that game, thank goodness.
Yeah. It
But
wouldn't have
made a difference, though.
Well, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans would still win.
It would be epic if one time in our history we'd have the vote in the House by states. John, has that ever happened before? Am I forgetting?
It happened
Yeah.
18
24,
John
wasn't it?
Quincy Adams over Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we're due to have it happen again.
Yeah.
If you missed the conversation, John Hinderaker, about what the Dems are going to do now that Trump is likely to win, Raskin has promised that no matter what, they won't certify the vote, they won't let Trump take office. I have believed for the longest time that as fun as that would be, as you say, for the pure historical curiosity of it, Trump needs to win and win big. So that this just is the end of trying to undo him by lawfare, by assassination attempts, on and on and on. I think this time I'm happy not to see that sort of thing happen, but I don't think it will because I don't see a path to victory for Kamalama Ding Dong, no matter how I present it at this point, unless I guess another 200,000 votes show up somewhere in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, right. So Georgia has 95% of the vote in, and Trump has an over 100,000 vote lead. I don't think that's going to be overcome. Pennsylvania, 84% of the vote is in, and he has a over
Plus four.
Yeah, but
two.
one of my
Yeah.
colleagues who knows Pennsylvania says that the remaining counties are not ones that'll be favorable to the Dems picking up
Yeah,
a lot of
no,
votes.
Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are already in.
right. So
Usually
he's
the
right.
Democratic Party of Pennsylvania, I don't know what they're doing. Usually those they wait to see what the rest of the state does,
Yeah, I
and
mean
then they
this
bring
is
in Philadelphia and
well, the same
Pittsburgh.
happened in 16, by the way. The rural counties came in last.
Very
This is
strange.
They don't cheat like they used to.
Right. Well, this is beyond the margin of any possible contesting. I mean, if Wisconsin were within 1,000 votes, then it's Florida 2,000 all over again, except times 10 on the level of intensity. And you don't see that. Michigan's only half in. Wisconsin's 77% in.
Plus four.
It's
Yeah, that's
100. It's
amazing.
100,000 vote lead for Trump. And I don't know what's still out there, but that looks to me pretty solid. So, there you go.
New York Times now has Trump at 90% chance of winning.
No,
Watching that New York Times needle swing over the course of the
I
evening is
know.
one of the great pleasures of election
Great,
night.
great,
Right.
greased by greased by the tears of Marxists.
That's right.
But
Hey.
Lucretia, to go back to your point, there's no way in the world that the Democrats are going to try to pull some kind of funny business and try to prevent Trump from being sworn in. I mean, if he wins, it's over. That there may be some brave talk. It's not going to happen. What will happen probably is riots. Remember the
Oh,
horrible riots
yeah. Yeah, it'd be like
on
Black Lives Matter
Inauguration
again.
Day in 2017. They were probably, I don't know, 50,000 times, 100,000 times as violent and destructive January 6, 2021 demonstration.
I know,
That
I
I think
was
probably
there.
will see.
Yeah. Now we have the Gora from Australia has entered the chat. The Gora, you're on. Are you there? Hey,
Yes,
David.
hello everyone.
Oh, you've got that rich Commonwealth accent. It's fabulous.
Thank you
Go.
very much. I just so everyone else in the chat sort of knows who I am. So I was born in Sacramento, California,
What?
to an American mother and an Australian father. And my father was studying his PhD in genetics at UC Davis. So I am
So you're no
totally,
dummy.
well, I'm totally cancelable because genetics, that's
Oh, yeah.
eugenics and yes, all the rest. So the reason I'm in the pub today is because I've taken the afternoon off to watch this, because this is really important to me because Trump has promised to end double taxation
Right.
via FATCA
Oh, that's
for overseas
right.
Americans.
Yeah.
So there's a lot riding on it for people like me personally. And I don't want to have to do what my mother did, which was to renounce her citizenship.
So are you a dual citizen? Are you still an American
Yes, that's
citizen? Of
right.
course, right. Got it.
Yes, I'm a
Yeah.
dual. Yeah, dual
Yeah.
from birth.
Yeah. So I
Oh, think not according to the theories of the Claremont Institute.
Oh, now John,
just because you're born in America doesn't mean you're a citizen, apparently.
John, behave yourself.
So, David, I will say this much, that may be true that you have a self-interested reason for wanting to see Trump win, but your commentary, our commentary back and forth, all these months, years, has been much deeper than just merely a taxation issue. So don't sell yourself short on that one. I also want to say that I got my PhD from UC Davis. Probably,
oh, very good.
I'm hoping a few years after your father, but I'm not entirely
well,
sure.
Well, and my spouse got her law degree from UC Davis Law School. So we have this little Davis community going here.
Yes, that's right. And the fact that Steve, our birthdays are one day apart.
Oh, that's even better.
That's right.
Oh,
happy birthday.
I do remember.
The 17th, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Oh, man, she's really good at this stuff. I do remember one time, I think emailing you or maybe in the comment thread. Long story, but I actually helped direct some grant money to some lawyers trying to challenge the legality of the whole FACA extraterritorial taxation.
Yes.
And I have to confess, I lost track of what happened to all that. I'm going to ask about it because it just seems so wrong.
Well, a lot has been tried, including by, I'm trying to remember his name. He's the head of Republicans abroad in Israel. Somebody Zell, I think his name.
I thought you were going to say Bibi Netanyahu, but go ahead.
No.
No?
And so there have been several attempts to get this overturned by the courts, but it has failed.
Not going to work.
I think there's a well-known case from way back called Cook versus Tate, where a Mexican, so he's living in Mexico, an American citizen. He took it all the way to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court ruled in favor of
you're not
going to
win
States
that
government.
One. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would have thought, John, that things like FATCA and FBAR are unconstitutional with things like the is it the 14th, the equal protection, because we have to disclose our bank accounts like no one in the homeland does. Surely that's unconstitutional.
No.
Well,
but actually, the reason why you lose is because it's got nothing to do with the merits. The Supreme Court almost never strikes down things that the IRS does, because then they'd have to learn tax law. So they give massive deference to the IRS. Oh, no, I'm just, this is just like the realpolitik reason. Not putting aside, like I said, putting aside the doctrine or anything. They
and so this,
the
by the way, John,
the
is where natural law could actually be applicable to a
tax
Supreme
rates.
Court decision. Yes,
tax
because
rates.
If there's anything that the Supreme Court should be protecting, let me remind you what it was that brought about the whole revolution, which brought about the whole American project, which was no taxation without representation.
Well,
okay,
first of all,
you're
exactly.
taking away people's liberty. And you're taking away their property.
But,
and so
but they don't have to, they should give up their citizenship then.
You, Lucretia,
well,
you
those
words,
don't have anything to do with each other.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Lucretia, about John's positivism. And I like to say that I'm not so sure I like taxation with representation, but that's just me. Now, John
Hinderrocker. Can I just respond to John?
Please, sure, go ahead.
Regarding the give up your citizenship.
I mean, that's the way the Supreme Court would think about it. That's, I'm not saying that's the my answer, but that's what the court's answer is going to be.
But it costs, I think it's currently, it's roughly $2,500 to give up your citizenship. So
that's all I have to do to get these people in Hollywood ejected from the country? I'll put the money up right now.
So it was $0 until FATCA came in, and then President Obama... apparently, based on the fact that many Americans started to renounce, they brought in a $450 fee to renounce. That was not high enough. So they basically, multiplied it by five. And so it's up to the current amount. That was challenged last year. It was taken to, I forget which level it got taken to, but what what looked like it was going to happen was that the US government was going to lose that court case based on it being, you know, too high, an unfair fee. So they basically settled and said, we will reduce it back down to $450. That was almost 12 months ago. It hasn't been done. So the fee is still up high. I don't know where people go with that. If the court case was abandoned or settled, I don't know what the proper term is. But if the US government hasn't done what they've said, where do you go from there?
Yeah. Nowhere.
Government never does afraid. What it says, yeah. David. You know yeah. that.
Now,
so I have to ask you guys situation. Something.
Wait, change the subject entirely for just because this is bothering me. So I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics list of states and how they've voted, whether they've been called or not, et cetera, et cetera. The very last one on the list is DC, Harris 90%, Trump 6.6, 94% of the vote in, but it says a Dem pickup.
Well, that's
how is that possible? DC's never, ever, ever, ever voted for a Republican. Yeah,
that's not. That's just a mistake.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just making sure.
Now, don't go away, Gora. John Hinderrocker, you're looking a little jet lagged. But I don't know if you want to jump back in.
Really? Well, I want to just say one thing, Steve, and that is that I think that you and Lucretia have definitively won the natural law debate, because I have long believed it is a fundamental principle of natural law that no one should pay more than 25% of his income in taxes. And that one, I would, that's a hill I would die on. I think natural law is should come through for us here.
Well, that's surely in Thomas Aquinas somewhere, right, John? You, I mean,
I was going to say Hobbes. Just in the same place he talks about childless cat ladies.
That's Calvin.
Oh, there we go. Very there you good. Go. Oh, yeah. Excellent. That's right.
I actually just said that because Lucretia's got that beast out,
right?
With her.
Yeah, right.
And say hello to everyone, Nixie.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about Australia?
You have a question about Australia. If the authorities raid your house and try to seize your cat?
They don't even think about that. First of all, believe it or not, you know who would defend my little kitten first before anyone else would be my 90-pound German Shepherd. Yeah. So they'd have to get past the German Shepherd. Then they'd have to get past me. And, it's kind of like stack up, guys. Make it easier for me if they come after my kitten. I'll just tell you that right now, and I'll leave it alone.
Can I ask a question?
I don't want to ask, sort of invite anybody to come out here, but.
Can I ask She's you a question legal. About Australia, yes. actually?
Yeah,
Does Australia have the same sort of growing divide between this kind of highly educated elite and then a larger sort of populist movement like we're seeing here?
The shorter answer is yes. So it's so you've got the same dynamics as in the US. There's very much a divide between the urban areas, the city, like where I am in Sydney, and the rural areas. So that's common. But you also have what we call the inner city elites, and they cluster around professions such as academia, the media, and so on. And John Hinderrocker, you've been recently in the UK, and you would know all about the BBC. So Australia has its own version of the BBC called the ABC. So it's a fully government-funded broadcasting commission. That's what it is, the Australian Broadcasting Commission, ABC. It is heavily, heavily left-wing. Some of you may be aware that there was a referendum, losing track of time, early this year about, it's called The Voice, the Aboriginal Voice.
Right, yeah.
And that was roundly defeated, but you had all of the cool kids, the media, academia, big business, right, all pulling for the referendum in favour of The Voice, but it was defeated by almost a supermajority. It was around about 2/3.
So, Gora, you got to check Sky News tomorrow I'm going to be at the Bolt Report talking about the American election. Saturday night, my time, I guess it's sometime on Sunday, I'll be on the Outsiders show talking about the election. And Sky News Australia is a wonderful alternative to the ABC, wholly corrupt government-funded network. One of my favorite facts is that the ABC started a show called Insiders with three liberal hosts, you know, political insiders. So Sky News started a show called Outsiders.
That's right. Yes, I'm well aware.
I do that show a lot. It's a wonderful, wonderful program.
It is. Now, Andrew Bolt used to be one of the panelists on Insiders, but he got so sick of it being so predictably left-wing. Because what would happen is that there'd be the moderator or the host, and you'd have three other journalists. And he was routinely the token conservative. So you'd have the host who was left-wing, and you'd have two other left-wingers, and then you'd have one conservative, and it would be basically three on one ganging up. And so that was my understanding, partly why he went to Sky News and got his own program, but also why Outsiders was started. Now, one of the members there, John, Rita Panihi, she's a dual citizen as well. So she's American born, and
she's born in Detroit, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yes.
But it's some Middle Eastern background, right?
She's Iranian. Yes.
Iranian,
yes.
Right. Yeah, very interesting. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So there's quite a lot of us out there. And of course, one of the most famous American born British people is Boris Johnson. But he renounced.
Right. Yeah, right.
And he renounced because he was stuck with a massive bill for the sale of his home. And this is why dual citizenship is so difficult for people like us in the US or the UK, is because in America, your principal place of residence, your home, is subject to capital gains tax. But in Australia and the UK, it is not. However, we can't claim the interest payments on any loans. It's a tax deduction. So we don't, you know, we get slugged with the tax, but we don't get to have any of the benefits of the tax deductions. And so this is the difficulty, is you're having to deal with asymmetric tax systems. Yeah. It's just not workable.
Yeah. So Gora, one last question. I want to get Richard Samuelson back in on a couple of things happening here. John, you and I, back in, was it May, I think, John, you, that we got to spend some time with Tony Abbott, the former
prime minister. Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
That was really fun. And I don't know if you heard us. John and I did a podcast with him. And, you know, one of the, actually, I'll ask one particular thing.
I asked him if he could come over here and run for president.
Well,
I mean, he was awesome.
He was great.
This is where I get to channel my Lucretia.
Go ahead.
Because... Yeah. I am a bit of a hardliner. Tony Abbott was a disappointment, in my opinion.
God, he talks a good game.
He talks a good game, exactly. But when he got into government, became prime minister, and this happens quite a lot, we have a history of conservative prime ministers going left later on. Now, that hasn't happened to Tony Abbott, but what tends to happen is that when conservative prime ministers get in, it's a combination of things. They do have to moderate, I grant that, but they don't tend to be ruthless enough. You know, when the left of politics gets in, they're absolutely ruthless in implementing their agenda, but that doesn't happen with conservatives. I'm also pretty critical of Trump with his first term. He talked a much bigger game than he actually implemented.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Gora, but you don't sound anything like Lucretia.
I aspire to be like Lucretia.
Not even close. You got to go back down under and do a few more years of ranting before you get up to her level.
I agree, but I do think you have to give a little bit of credence to the idea that Trump was, and he made mistakes. He certainly didn't pick good people around him, but he also was thwarted at many, many, many turns, you know?
And sure.
And hopefully, between picking better people this time and knowing what he's up against, he'll do a better job. I think his heart was mostly in the right place. I don't think he's a deep thinker about these things like we are, but he just seemed to have the right sense of how things should go for the most part. I agree
Oh, by
with
the way,
Dean
can I
in the
jump
chat.
in and say Fisher won in Nebraska,
Yeah.
not
Oh,
that
good.
independent guy.
Well,
They
that's
just called
important,
it.
right?
Yeah, they just called
Oh,
it.
well, let me extend a question to the Gora. This goes back a few years, but I have a reason for asking about John Howard. Were you around for John Howard's
Oh,
premiership?
yeah, I actually met him very briefly at a conservative campaign fundraiser.
Yeah. And well, the reason I ask is it turned out this Lucretia is going to be mad at me for telling stories. I got invited to White House state dinner for Prime Minister Howard in 2006, I'm going to say 2005.
What? You've been to a state dinner?
I have, John, and the reason
You can't
why
re
is
you don't
because
remember the 70 times he's told this story already,
I
John?
No, I didn't know we were with a member of the establishment here. Though you guys make fun of me all the
Really?
time. I've never been to a state dinner.
They're pretty cool, I have to say. But John Howard read my two Reagan books, John, you, so,
Wow.
and you know,
Well, you
which
mean he
are.
had a staff person write some bullet points about
Well,
each one?
no, I mean, apparently he put me down as somebody he wanted to meet. And, you know, I said, oh, so you're one of the two people in Australia who bought my book. Who was the other person? He said, so President Bush was totally oblivious. He just said to me, he says, man, he's well briefed, isn't he? Which is, you know, typical snotty George W. Bush kind of comment.
Yes.
Anyway, but
Well, I'm glad
I
you
always
brought up
liked
John
Howard.
Howard.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up John Howard because he was the second longest serving Conservative Prime Minister
Right,
in
11
Australian
years. Yeah,
history.
right. Yeah.
And that was quite something. But he started out well as Conservative, but towards the end of his premiership, he started to drift a bit towards
Yeah.
middle class welfare, where
Right.
he sort of abandoned some of his core principles. He would probably argue otherwise, but sort of lost a bit of direction and drive. So towards the end, he was a bit of a disappointment. He stayed on too long. He should have handed over power to his treasurer, Peter Costello, who was sort of a half a generation behind him and with fresh ideas. And Peter Costello turned around the Australian, not so much the economy, but the debt, because Australia had a quite a massive debt when Howard and Costello came into power. And they turned it around into a surplus. So when they left, there was a huge surplus. But needless to say, just like every other Anglosphere country, we are now swimming in debt. And that's
All
a
right.
common
This
theme.
is more than I ever wanted to know about Australian
Oh, no.
politics.
Now, John, so,
So
well, yeah, well,
can
we
I
need,
just finish off? Because I feel like
yeah.
I have monopolized the conversation. I think people would like
Yeah, we
to
got to
come in
figure
with their
out, I
own
want to
things.
figure out who Trump is going to appoint Treasury Secretary, not who Australia's Treasury Secretary is. So,
But I
John,
wanted
you'll
to
know.
say to I wanted to say to Lucretia, so Lucretia, you're holding your cat there. And I raised this in the previous live stream about my friend Emily Dye, who is also a regular on Sky News Australia. And she is an American. She's originally from the West Coast, and her mother, I believe, is still a Republican representative at the state level. She is literally a childless cat lady, but she is a libertarian like me. She's a libertarian. She's very much smarter than I am, very well read. She actually interned at the Cato Institute for a little while before she
Oh.
came to Australia. So she knows Grover Norquist and some of the gang there. So she's very smart. She's very clued in. But she voted for Harris
Oh.
solely on
Really?
reproductive rights.
What, for her or the cat?
Is that so David, is that a libertarian position?
No.
Oh yeah.
Well,
Well,
sorry.
some yeah,
Reproductive
for some
rights, yes.
libertarians,
Yes, it is. But
The Gore is
You
my
would have.
favorite libertarian because
I mean, I
he's
think Cato's pro-choice, isn't
Oh
it?
yeah,
Or used to
absolutely.
be, yeah.
Militantly. Well, yes.
But why I was disappointed, and I haven't spoken to her directly about this, because obviously it's a sensitive personal topic. But to me, I think her fears are unfounded, because she's been tweeting saying, I don't want my rights continually impinged. But the reality is that nothing's going to happen to her ability to access abortion if she wanted to.
Yeah, it depends on the
But there are so many
state.
other things that
Yeah.
are at stake as well.
No, but I think there's this misconception that the federal government
That's where the
can actually
problem starts.
impose this uniform rule on abortion. I mean, there's a Supreme Court
There's no
case that says once it's sent to
misconception.
the
It's
states, you
a
can't
psyop.
nationalize it.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
all
All
it's not a
right.
misconception, except maybe perhaps voters are do have the misconception, but it
Yeah.
is a
Yeah,
very
no. Yeah,
purposeful
the Democrats say
propaganda
it on
campaign.
purpose. That's
Right.
true.
You
That's
know,
true.
I, that the big thing over the last few days was all of these gynecologists who had to sorry, who had to come back and tell people that no, abortion and the necessary medical procedure for an ectopic pregnancy are not the same thing, and on and on and on and on, because that, of course, is what the Democratic women are saying to get people to think, oh my God, what happens if I have a complicated pregnancy and I'm going to
Yeah.
die and I can't have an abortion in the state I live, and
Well,
all that's nonsense. But it works. It's worked amazingly well with stupid women. Sorry.
Well, anyway, I will just say this, Gora, in defense. John, you got to make a trip to Australia. It's been two
Yeah, I've
delightful
never
months
been
so far.
there, even
Yeah,
though
we'll
my
see.
wife is from New Zealand.
Well, that's your problem, John. You got to go there and we'll meet the Gora and I'll show you a good. Anyway, hey, Gora,
I'd
thanks.
love to.
Australia is fantastic.
Well,
I
your kids
especially
live there,
recommend
right?
Melbourne. I especially recommend Melbourne and Ponyfish Island, which could be my favorite bar in the world, something that I know is close to the hearts of our hosts here.
I
Well,
hate to say it. I hate to say it, but as a Sydneysider, because there's a lot of
yeah.
rivalry between Melbourne and
Right.
Sydney, but Melbourne is quite a nice place, particularly for the restaurants and the cafes and the nightlife.
See.
It was not a penal colony. Sydney was a penal colony, and it shows in how it was designed. Melbourne
Right.
is basically a gold city. Gold was found in Victoria, and it shows because it's a much classier city. Sorry, I had to
Right.
say it, but it is.
Melbourne is a happening place, but I'm not going
Yeah,
to be
right.
happening much longer, Steve. I got to sign off and get myself to bed.
Oh, yeah,
Steve,
you
it's been a very
John.
long day.
Hey, great seeing you. Nice to meet you,
Can we
John.
officially say that Donald Trump is going to win? That's another
Yeah,
one.
right. That's right. It's
That a
done.
done
And
deal?
New York
Yeah.
Times has him at 92%
Yeah.
victory.
It's over. It's,
They got
and
to call George in Pennsylvania. They might
in
call
a
George in
sub
Pennsylvania in the next few minutes.
in a
Yeah.
subhead, let me just say that semi-officially, the Minnesota House of Representatives has now been called for the Republican Party, which means that Tim Walz's radical left-wing agenda has now been repudiated by the voters. So that's kind of a footnote to tonight's
Right.
news.
I think that
Yeah.
happened at the national level tonight, too.
I'll just mention, Gora has departed, but I will say that people should know that Melbourne and Sydney are kind of like LA and San Francisco and the Dodgers Giant rivalry. But leave that aside for now. I want to bring Richard Samuelson back in, who points out, we had these late polls showing Iowa with this possible Harris
Ridiculous.
lead. Well, yeah, I had a momentary flash of doubt about it. The media was saying it was abortion. And I thought, no, I think that as we've seen, there's been a decoupling on that. But I did think it might be possible. I didn't think the poll was right, but I thought it could be possible there's some weakening of Trump in the Midwest because of tariffs, which the farm community hates. And maybe the Democrats were clever enough to exploit that, but it appears not, because it
No.
looks like, what do you say,
He won
Richard?
Iowa by 14 points.
Yeah, I mean, so that polling, anyway, Richard, go.
That's exactly what I was saying. He's winning by, well over what the what Emerson thought. What was that? The whoever
No,
it was,
it was the
right?
Iowa,
They had him at
the
eight,
Iowa paper, right? The Iowa Register, Des
right?
Moines
And
Register.
so,
Yeah, the
well, the other thing
register.
I noticed is the number of states that have one way or the other over a 10-point margin at the presidential level is very high. That's very interesting. I'm not sure what it means, but it's very interesting what it says about electorate. The other races can be somewhat closer. But the presidential level, they seem to have very strong
But you
preferences one
mean
with the other.
either Republican or
Right.
Democrat?
Exactly. Except for the
Polarization,
few.
right? Isn't that just what polarization would predict?
Yeah, but then you
People are
have swing
sorting them.
states.
People are sorting themselves into states based on politics now.
Yeah.
Well, but what we're seeing here is that once again, the polling was wrong by a couple of points. I mean, I've said this the last 2 or 3 days. If the polling error were only half of what it was the last two presidential cycles, it means a comfortable win for Trump. And that's kind of what we're seeing
You,
here,
yeah, sounds like you were right about
right?
that when you said, but look, it's not just off, it's way, like if Iowa, that poll is 18 points off, right? Because they had
PSYOP.
Trump down by 4 points and now he's going to win by 14.
And these Senate races, it looks like right now that all, well, not all, but several of the Republican candidates are outperforming all the last poll averages by
Yeah,
quite a bit,
Baldwin might
which,
lose, Wisconsin.
well, yeah, right. Well, right now I'm looking at, well, McCormick, Hovde in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah,
Yes,
McCormick is
yes,
ahead by a
Hovde,
point right
right,
now.
and Rogers in
Rogers
Michigan.
ahead by five.
Yeah.
Hovde's ahead by two. Oh, one question is, did RFK Jr. get any points? Remember, that was another
In
thing that
Michigan, he
liberals
did,
were
but I haven't
hoping
looked.
for. Oh, really?
In Michigan,
Yeah.
yes, he
But
did. Let me look. The last time I
enough
looked,
to
he
make a
was.
difference in any of this?
Well, hold on. Here we go.
Because on the Times web, the Times interactive map, they don't list them at all.
Gonna
So
go to our
politics.
pal David Bernstein tweets out that this would be a good time to short stock in Columbia University.
And fluoride makers.
Comstock.
Well, that was my tweet today was imagine you're Rip Van Winkle in 1964 and
No,
you go to sleep with the John Birch
yeah.
Society attacking Attorney General Robert Kennedy for supporting Florida fluoridated water. And then you wake up this year.
Someone else suggested buying plywood futures.
By what future? Sorry?
Plywood.
Plywood. Oh, well, you
Why?
would have wanted to, well,
All the
we're
rioting.
yeah.
Oh.
We're boarding up all the we're boarding up all these Democratic cities in case the party of tolerance and love loses the election. That was the yeah.
Oh no, I
So
think what's going to
so
happen is you'll have, people upset about the election come out. And then it'll be a kind of smokescreen for people who want to do some real rioting and looting.
Yeah, right.
So,
Well, yeah, right.
yeah.
Yes.
Right now, with 58% of the vote in Michigan, Donald Trump has 52%. That's about 1.7 million. Kamala Harris has about 1.5 million. Jill Stein has 18,000, and Robert F. Kennedy has 16,000. Chase Oliver, sorry, my libertarian friends out there, has 14,000. And Cornel West has only 3,000.
Yeah. So I
That's,
think
but that's Michigan.
two more observations. Well, actually, one more great tweet from John O'Sullivan, our pal in Budapest, who says the significance of this election is that the real America of history is pulling together to defeat the false America of history. I think that's going to be the great subtext of this election. The second thing, I can't believe I've said this yet. This is the greatest political comeback in American history. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
among the people who thought Trump was dead after January 6th.
Yeah,
And
me
even a year
too.
ago, I thought there, he might get the nomination again, but it just seems like an uphill fight. And lo and behold, here we are. Think of what they've thrown at this guy. And here he is, triumphing. And it's going to provoke, I predict, no introspection on Democrats. Unlike, after the Democrats lost three
Yeah, in
landslide
80 and
elections in a
84,
row
yeah.
between 80, 84, and 88, they finally got introspective and said, boy, we really suck. We got to fix things. And
You know
they
why
ought
that's
to.
true? Because think about 2016. They should have done that after 2016 too. Instead, they lurched even farther left.
Yeah, but they could have thought, look, he won on an inside straight with the Electoral College not winning the popular vote. And they believe the Kool-Aid of the Russian interference, which is crazy. They can't do that now. I mean, any a person like Rui Teixeira has been onto this for a couple of years now, prospectively. But they have to say, we lost because we really suck at governing, and the people do not support what we're all about. I think they ought to think that. They probably won't, is my guess, but okay.
Okay, so 51 Senate seats have been called for the Republicans.
Yeah.
There are the poss There's the possibility of the Republicans, because they're ahead right now, winning in Pennsylvania 52, Michigan 53, Wisconsin 54, Montana definitely 55. 55 for sure. Arizona doesn't look good. Hard to say about Nevada. No, because there's no votes, there's no precincts reporting there. But there's a possibility then of at least 56, perhaps
Yeah.
57. Remember when
Yeah.
people were saying 57 and you'd just laugh at them?
Well, Henry Olson
Yeah.
said in late August it could be as high as 56, 57. He said, ask me in October. And he said a couple days ago it could, be that. Here's some brand new news out of California, which is going to be a landslide for Harris. But Prop 36, that was the proposition that Harris wouldn't take a position on, that repeals this crazy idea from 15 years ago to decriminalize shoplifting, essentially.
Yeah,
It's going
must
to
have passed
pass.
overwhelmingly. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Thank
see a vote yet,
God.
but and then George Gascon, the Soros DA of LA, is currently losing by 22 points
Good. Yeah.
in his race. So apparently speculating on springing the Menendez brothers from prison didn't turn
Didn't
it around
work.
for him for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, I just thought that was bizarre. Okay. By the way, can I say, the whole Peanut the squirrel and Fred the
Do it for
raccoon?
Peanut.
Yeah, so what I noticed is that story, I'm not sure who picked it up, but I did notice that one of the
Post.
media, well, the Post, but also TMZ, that crazy Hollywood, and I think that TMZ has a huge audience. And by the way, they didn't just
They
do
did it
that
because of the OnlyFans aspect.
the whole well, really? Was that part of it? I don't know, but
You don't know what the whole story is this. Or
no, I
supposedly, the
didn't.
whole story is this. So the guy, finds the little baby after he sees the mom get run over by a car. So he raises a little baby squirrel. Turns out to be, cute as hell. And he and his wife have an OnlyFans page, and they made $800,000 in 1 month on their OnlyFans page, with which they took those
Oh.
funds and purchased the farm up in somewhere in New York as a rescue place. And he had the Instagram account for Peanut, and then he had the OnlyFans account, and some childless cat lady photographer out there was trying to grow her Instagram followers, was jealous and upset that Peanut the squirrel had more views than she did. And so she kept calling and making, this is a story. I can't vouch for it, obviously, but the story going on, she's the one who kept making the anonymous calls to New York Environmental Conservation Agency, whatever the heck it was, that led to the 5-hour SWAT raid on poor Peanut and Fred and the Longos, I think is what his name was. And so that's the story. That's how it happened. So TMZ picked it up because of the OnlyFans angle.
I missed that. All I know is that they did the story for like 3 nights in a row. That was it. It was not just a one night story, which I thought was interesting. And okay.
It's my emotional truth, Edward. No,
Is that,
actually, I
yeah.
don't. I mean, I read it 5 or 6 different places, but you could never tell for sure
Yeah.
what the whole story is. And then, of course, even the Longos said you shouldn't pick, because the woman had to take all of her social media down. The Helga w looking woman, who was somehow head or leading the raid on the farm. I mean, she honestly just the most stereotypical looking school marm, police woman, whatever you want to call her, she had to take her social media down because people were so upset they were attacking the photographer and this other woman. But before that, their social media was bragging about it. So there you go.
Yeah. So right now, maybe I missed this. The New York Times has called North Carolina for Trump.
Long time ago.
Georgia, they're saying very likely are. They're not calling it, but Trump's way ahead. And
He's
then,
only ahead by 2 points in
well,
Georgia.
that's but this, you know, it's
Yeah.
well, I'm looking at the vote count. It's over, it's 130, 125,000 votes. That's a lot,
Yeah.
I think. With that much in, Pennsylvania leans R, and he's ahead there by 170,000 votes. It's a lot more than, you know, 4 years ago, even on the other side. Michigan leans R, the New York Times says, with 60% of the votes in. So a ways to go yet. So we'll see. But there he's 100, almost 200,000 votes ahead. Wisconsin leans R, the Times says. He's leading by 110,000 votes, but ways to go. 84% in. So there you go.
So the Harris campaign has got a spokesman out now on the campaign stage saying that the vice president's not going to speak tonight.
Yeah, that means she's lost.
Oh yeah, that means they know it's over. Wow.
He's already just drinking box wine.
And the
I can't.
guy, I guess this guy is the chair of the committee, co-chair of the campaign. He looks bummed out. I think Lucretia's right, although I was criticizing her about them not the deep state not letting Trump take office. I can see Harris not conceding for a while.
You say you,
I
wait, say that again, John. You say you
could
can or
see
can't.
Harris like refusing to concede for a while, even though the race might be decided tonight.
She's going to be under enormous pressure not to, but I don't
Yeah.
see. I mean, 4 years ago, Trump had, you know, three states that were within 12,000 votes. And
Yeah.
with all the weirdness, you could see why you'd want to say, hey, wait a minute. I don't see with these margins that you can possibly do that. Plus, again, Harris would need like three states. And if it was one state like Florida 2000, or if it all came down tonight to Arizona and Nevada, where they're going to take forever to count the votes, you could see that dragging it out for a long time. But I don't see that. So, but then, even if she concedes, that doesn't mean they're not going to say something crazy and do crazy things. So he's Hitler after all, right? I mean, what? Right? I mean,
I mean, if you concede, isn't that basically telling your allies to give up and not try to contest it in the right at the electoral count on January 6 or cause mischief in the electoral votes in the states?
well, I mean,
And she'll never be
again,
able to run for president again, I would think. And the gossip out there, I don't know if you picked up on this, Steve, out here, but the gossip is that if she loses, that she's going to come back here and run for governor, which she would win, and then try to make another run for president in whatever 6 or 8 year in 8 years.
I think that wouldn't work out any better than it did the first time she
Yeah,
ran.
Nixon. Or wouldn't it didn't work out for Nixon?
Well, no, but of course he did make a comeback because he was a talented guy, and she's not talented, as I think we can see. I mean, and on hindsight, I think I said this already earlier. In hindsight, what a blunder to not try to go on the Joe Rogan podcast, which, by the way, would have been, in
No.
certain stylistic ways, an easier interview than Bret Baier on Fox. Because, you know, I mean, Rogan, I mean, he will ask tough questions, but he's sort of nice and polite and slow about it.
So is Bret
And
Baier.
well, no, but he only had 20 or 25 minutes, so he was going after her hard, interrupting her. And Rogan lets people talk. By the way, that would have been, I
Which is
think,
worse?
yes, I totally get that, but it was still a risk that was.
Oh man, you guys, I don't know if you're watching Fox or what, but
No, but
the crowd in front of the Harris campaign has now left. So it's just
no.
like trash on the ground in front of the Harris. Oh man, it looks like they are bummed. And they have another video of Trump HQ where
Oh.
people are dancing and they're prepping the stage for, I think, Trump to come out and say something.
Yeah. So,
I do want you, while you're waiting for that, I want you guys to know that I voted to retain our good friend Clint Bullock on the Arizona Supreme
oh,
Court, and he
good
looks to
for
be winning
you.
by 57% of the vote.
And the New York Times has just called Georgia for Trump.
Oh, wow.
He really only
They
needs
did. Oh,
like
yeah, there you go.
four
Yep.
states.
So he
There we
only
go.
needs to win. So Trump only needs to win one of these next, one of the blue wall states, and it's over.
Yeah. And he's
It
leading
looks
in all
close, and
three.
Wisconsin looks like he's about to win Wisconsin too.
Yeah, sure does.
And Pennsylvania.
77%
Yeah.
and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He actually only needs, so let's see, the most likely tipping point is Arizona, then Pennsylvania is how they're doing it. After he wins Arizona and Pennsylvania, he's won. But he's
Yeah.
way ahead in Michigan. I know there's more to come, but a little bit ahead in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just that Wisconsin has not Pennsylvania has 90% of the vote in, and actually his margin just went up from 2 to 3 points, and his margin in Wisconsin is 4 with 85% of the vote in.
Now
Wow.
I did think there was going to be a surprise somewhere. Well, actually, New Hampshire's not in yet. What's New Hampshire showing?
For
Was
Harris,
it?
95% for Harris.
Yeah.
Likelihood.
Oh, is that what they're
Yeah.
saying? Okay. I thought New
No,
Hampshire,
that's what the Times is saying.
Okay. Well, I thought there was going to be somewhere a state that would surprise us, and it looks like not.
DC, it flipped the deck.
Oh, right. That crazy business. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody out there? We still have 144 people hanging in with us
I
here for a
know you
long
guys
time.
are great.
Yeah,
I have
you
to
are
work
great.
tomorrow.
Does anybody? I've kind of run out of stuff, and I think we can see where we're going. Does anybody else want to say hello or pose a question or anything? If you do, raise your hand. And
I think we discussed it a little bit, Gilbert. I think the answer is Gilbert asked what happens with Trump's bogus conviction
Oh,
after the
right.
election. Nobody knows. I mean, John's been saying that
Yeah.
for a while now, discussing the possibility that after Trump wins, we really there's no precedent, right, John? There's no precedent
Yeah.
whatsoever.
So by the conviction, you just mean the New York case, I assume. The federal
Yeah.
cases will go away.
Right.
Trump can order those dismissed. The state ones, I mean, I don't think the Georgia one's going to make it. So the New York one, this is untrod ground, but you could see, yeah, suppose the judge there orders Trump, sentences him, and orders him to go to jail. Then the federal government would have to claim supremacy and say, a state can't interfere with the workings of the federal government by jailing a, and then it's unique to the presidency because it's the only branch where all the formal power is in one person. So you could lose like a judge, you could lose a congressman, the institution can still function. But if you lose the president himself to jail, the
Well,
executive branch can't work.
except he's the president-elect, John, and
But
the state.
he becomes the president on January 20th.
So, I mean, he would go to Rikers Island and then leave on January 20th
Oh
to
no,
go
no.
to.
I know. I would say that the federal government would,
I see right
prevent
away.
this New York state from actually taking possession of him on the ground of federal supremacy. Yeah,
Here,
that's
I
got
mean,
to be the right answer.
it's well. Even so, the interesting thing is the way you discussed all the other cases, this was always the weakest case
Yeah, this case
by
is so
far and away, the weakest case. So why, I mean, couldn't he appeal
Oh,
some
yeah.
aspect of it to, I know he has to go through the state courts first. Even the New York's, what's it called again? It's not the Supreme Court. What is it?
The
The
Court of
Supreme Court of
Errors.
Appeals, they call it, isn't
Yeah,
that
the
it?
Court of Errors, I think. And so, no, so you're
He
right, Lucretia.
can't
I was just
not.
assuming he. So, if this was a normal judge, what he would do is he would. Issue. Well, if he was a normal judge, he would hold a new trial because the Supreme Court said his proceedings were flawed. But if he were to be normal at this point, he would sentence Trump to jail, but then say that he doesn't have to start serving the sentence until his appeals are exhausted. And he should be able to get all the way back to the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court said
He
you're
sh
not allowed to use the testimony of White Office officials in a state prosecution.
Well, I mean,
So,
but
yeah.
even before that, there's so many problems with the legal side of the case. It just, I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
I
That's all.
agree.
I mean, the fact that we're not calling it a joke every single day and we're letting people call him a convicted felon and all that other. Anyway, there's a question here. How I from Jim, how why is Lake losing in Arizona?
Oh, I was going to bring it up as a last question. So go ahead, Lucretia, and I'll argue with you
Yeah.
about it
You
maybe.
don't get it.
What?
I know, here's what I do know. I will again, I don't watch much TV, but you know, now and then I'm in restaurants where they've got stuff blaring. That's where I usually see it. And the ads against her, I mean, she's being outspent tremendously, of course. A lot of money coming in from Schumer here too. And the ads are just brutal. And one of their big ads are the I'm a lifelong Republican, but I'd never vote for Carrie Lake. What I find is I've talked to, you know, this is totally anecdotal, but I've talked to multiple people who, oh, Carrie Lake, and then they meet her and they talk to her or they listen to her debate with Ruben Gallego, and they were quite impressed with her. But
Yeah.
her, yeah, she's just, you know, she didn't get the exposure, and what exposure she gets is entirely negative and defined by the Gallego campaign. It's
Yeah, I
the
mean, I
answer.
think look, I think she's very talented, but I
Yes.
think she made a couple mistakes. I think she let herself get overexposed. I think she, well, actually, I thought she made a mistake when she said, what was it, the last campaign 2 years ago, whatever it was, you know, McCain voters, I don't need you, or I forget what she said. And that was a mistake. I mean, I totally agree with her, by the way, about McCain and McCain voters, but politics is about addition and not subtraction. And she shouldn't have done that, I think. I think that was
Yeah,
a, I think
probably.
that,
That
was a
sounds like
dumb
something I
error.
would say, but I'm not a
What? I,
politician.
what I'm,
Steve, I thought you
oh,
were gonna,
sorry.
I thought Steve, you're gonna say that the, you know, the stop, you know, the stop the steal stuff is what
Well, I
delegitimized
yeah,
her.
well, I think she overdid that. I mean, it's one
Yeah.
thing to, you know, lay out a marker, but I think she overdid it too long, and I think that left her vulnerable to a counterattack because she was a new face. Again, I go back to the way Reagan ran for governor in 66 in California, and what, you know, he knew was I gotta capture the middle if I'm gonna win. And boy, did he ever do it. And he didn't compromise his views, but his, you know, demeanor and bearing and the way he did, okay. I don't need to play that out for very long. And it's too bad because I think Lake reminds me a little bit of Sarah Palin, another great talent who I actually, here's where I attack McCain again. McCain ruined her by elevating her to a
That's
national
true.
stage that she wasn't
Too
ready
early.
for.
Yeah,
Too
too
early.
early.
That's right. I think she was a great talent, and it was too bad that that happened to her. And I think Lake's the same way. A great talent. I think very appealing and lots of talent. And you know, it's just gone
So
sideways, and
explain to
it's
me
too
why it is that great talents and beautiful women like
bad.
Carrie Lake and
Sarah Palin, yeah.
Sarah Palin
Right.
have to take the fall. And
And Kamala
idiots who
Harris.
are, and Kamala Harris, idiots like Kamala Harris or Amy Klobuchar or Hillary Clinton. I guess Hillary Clinton makes sense. Just some of the Democratic women are so dumb and unappealing and fringy and odd. I mean, they don't have a single Carrie Lake. They don't have a single Sarah Palin. Name one.
Well, they have some, but
Well,
they
wait a
don't
minute.
run. They don't run them for office, for
Well,
presidency.
hey, look,
They have,
they had Jennifer Granholm when she
but
was
she's not
younger. Was,
American.
oh
Oh, I
God,
know,
Steve.
but
Yeah.
wait a minute,
Wait,
wait a minute,
what?
wait a minute. She was
Oh,
Miss
she's
America or
Canadian.
something. She's
Yeah.
Canadian, but she was some beauty queen once,
No, but she
right?
couldn't
No,
run
she
for
wasn't.
president.
She's
Well, I know.
ugly. No,
No,
she
but she
isn't.
was like
But
Miss, wasn't she like Miss Michigan? Or I mean,
or something like that.
she
Yeah,
actually
right.
was like a beauty queen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so is that really fat woman down in Alabama who weighed like 300 pounds. That means nothing.
What?
I don't know
You
what you
guys know what
mean.
I'm talking about.
No, you're thinking of
Yeah,
the
there's
George,
Miss
aren't you?
Alabama was this 300 pound.
You're making it sound like Steve entered the Miss America pageant.
Even Steve's not 300 pounds. Don't you dare say that. No, I can't share. Something's wrong with my Zoom, so I can't share. I'd show you a
I
picture,
don't
but
want you to.
why?
Really, I
Yeah,
don't
no,
want
I
you
don't
to.
either. You guys don't know about this? What, we you need
No,
to
but
pay more attention to stuff in the world. Don't you remember Breitbart?
are you talking about Stacey Abrams in
No,
Georgia?
I'm talking about the
Oh.
woman who won the Miss
Oh, Miss
America
America. I
pageant.
remember that
Oh,
now.
yeah,
Yes,
okay.
yes,
But she
yes,
wasn't a
yes.
politician. She was just, you know, okay.
You guys just said it was proof she was beautiful because she was won a beauty pageant, and I was saying
Well,
that's proof of
now look,
nothing. That's
the one
my point. Don't you
counterexample to
be
you.
lawyering me here,
No,
guys.
the one counterexample to you, you're going to hate this, Lucretia, but one of the most powerful politicians for the last 30 years has been Nancy Pelosi.
And she's nasty. She might have been attractive when she was young,
but she
like really,
she was a, you know, way more powerful speaker than any Republican male speaker has been during this time period.
I have to respond to one person in the chat who says he thinks Sarah Palin is an
Parasalen.
Idiot. Parasalen. I'm not sure if maybe it's being around. Look up. So, you know, when she, this goes back a while now, but this is worth planting a marker. When she was nominated in 2008, C-SPAN reran the debates in Alaska for the governor's race when she defeated the incumbent, Frank Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski's dad,
right.
Which is, you know, and she was superb in those debates, but it was all about Alaska issues that she had down cold. And she was really impressive in those debates. And the problem was, as the McCain people said, oh, she's a renegade, she's a reformer, she's a rebel, all kind of true. And let's name her with no preparation.
Yeah, no
no
preparation.
Briefing, no, right? And that was the problem. And then, you know, I think it kind of went to her head. And I actually saw her first live speech after the election in, I think, March of 2009. I went to Alaska to give some lectures at the University of Alaska. And I mean, she was, you know, I mean, I got to say hello to her and stuff. And but she talked for like almost an hour. And it was a fair, it was Lincoln's birthday. It was very disjointed, went on too long. It did not have the discipline of her convention speech, which was brilliant. At the
that was a great speech.
That's
great
right. Speech. It was absolutely done on short notice. And
oh, by the way, you know the story of that speech is that she read it before she went on.
Right. And the teleprompter broke.
The teleprompter broke. She delivered the rest from memory.
Yeah. And
that's incredible.
Or a text in front of her that she, you know, could glance at. No, she's got great talent.
Yeah.
And anyway, and but you know, too soon and say, okay, I don't think she's an idiot. I think she was very talented, and and then Dean Schultz says, yeah, the McCain people stabbed her in the back. True, also true. Another reason
they blamed her for losing, right?
And hate, another reason to hate all of the McCain people. Okay, don't need to settle the scores now. Somebody said we shouldn't leave until we've actually called things, but
And I said, I don't think they're going to give us the satisfaction.
Yeah, I think we
got
to
tell you.
I don't
that,
think we can stay all the way up, but it was a idea.
Back to Jim for a second. Here's another reason why Carrie Lake lost, and it's because Proposition 139 is currently winning by 62% of the vote. Proposition 139.
Is that the abortion one?
So that you can abort your baby
up until
it's 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just awful. And again, all of the ads about Carrie Lake talked about how she was satanic and demonic for wanting to have abortion outlawed at 15 weeks. I mean, they were just appalling. I've probably never seen worse ads than the ads I saw against Carrie Lake. And that's not because I'm fond of her or anything. It's because they truly were bad. I guess if you run those kinds of things often enough, they do have an impact if you don't have anything to push.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know that the Republican Senate committee gave her a lot of money. I don't know. I have to check on that. Probably not. Right now, the New York Times chance of winning meter has just been bumped up to 95% for Trump to win. And I think that's enough for us to put it in the bank. And,
I know. Somebody was asking why I had no whiskey, because it's all gone.
Well,
I got mine too. This one, I'm not drinking this whole thing.
We just have a chance to talk about it. Right.
And
oh, yeah, Edward said that.
Too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 15 weeks. Yeah, I was going to say Edward Banff. Yes.
Right.
The same abortion laws as France and Germany, those oppressive, you know, backwards. Okay. We know the story there, but right. Okay.
On his way. Okay, everybody go watch President Trump's speech. And thank you for hanging with us for so long. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I have to say, you guys
great.
Were a lot more fun than the panelists were, but hey.
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
Sorry,
they were much funnier.
we'll
entertaining.
we will try to be back this weekend with our episode, but who knows? We'll just see. Okay, bye, everybody.